We're at 10 minutes after 8 this evening. Sunrise time will be at 5:46 tomorrow morning. The air is calm. Barometer is down a bit at 29.51. Again, we're up one from the overnight low. It is 61 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin, where the news at 6 is sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan. Also sponsored this hour by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, providing quality service and equipment for all water systems.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 16 tornadoes reported across six states Monday, including Tennessee, where DeKalb County Fire Chief Donnie Green said,
"Knew there was going to be some thunderstorms. We got a thunderstorm warning, but the tornado warning came very sudden."
The tornadoes blamed for at least one death in Oklahoma. Israel seized the Gaza side of the Rafah border crossing. It's the main route for aid that's entering Rafah, where more than a million people have arrived after fleeing other parts of Gaza. Today, President Biden will speak at the Holocaust Memorial Museum's Days of Remembrance ceremony. Police have begun clearing another pro-Palestinian campus protest, this one at the University of Chicago. Russian President Vladimir Putin's being inaugurated for a fifth term as the country's president. Boeing called off the first crewed launch of its Starliner spacecraft because of a valve problem. They're trying to determine when they can try again. And testimony continues in the third week, former President Trump's criminal trial. This is ABC News. Miss USA is giving up her crown. Noelia Voigt saying she needs to focus on her mental health. ABC's Lionel Moyes has details.
Utah!
Voigt, who won the pageant in September, posting on Instagram, "In life, I strongly value the importance of making decisions that feel best for you and your mental health. Sadly, I have made the very tough decision to resign from the title of Miss USA 2023. The caption of the post going on to say, "I realize this may come as a large shock to many. Never compromise your physical and mental well-being. Our health is our wealth."
The FAA is opening a new investigation into Boeing. The plane maker now admits some of its employees claimed tests on the 787 Dreamliner jets had been completed when they hadn't been performed at all. And fitness chain Equinox offering up a deluxe new health plan it says could help you live longer. It'll cost you $42,000 a year. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
At Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, they're bringing the old with the new, like Oliver Tractors and Holton Trumpets united. Forget the old rusty notes. They're here to jazz up your water game. So if your well water is feeling a bit out of tune, call the water maestros at Advanced Pump and Well. Don't let your well be a solo act. Visit Advanced Pump and Well, where laughter and water flow freely.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
An update on sports today is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Last night in high school baseball, Ithaca was winner against Waseca Steuben, 7-0. Lafarge, 6-3 over Kickapoo. Darlington edged Riverdale, 6-5. And Southwestern by 1 over Boscobel, 9-8 the final score. Deerfield beat Fenimore, 12-8. Lakeside Lutheran over River Valley, 12-2 as well. In high school softball last night, Waseca Steuben over Ithaca, 9-4. Hillsboro, 5-2 over Waniwok Center. River Valley 16, Viroqua 12, Mineral Point 11-1 over Riverdale, Kickapoo 9, Lafarge 4, and Seneca 12-1 over DeSoto. On the state scene, Michael Massey homered and Mikel Garcia singled in two runs in a three-run seventh inning as the Kansas City Royals rallied past the Brewers 3-2. The start was moved up a half hour last night to beat predicted thunderstorms, which did not arrive. The Royals did next to nothing against Milwaukee starter Bryce Wilson, but rallied against the bullpen to win that last night 3-2. In other action from interleague play, It was Pittsburgh 4-1 over the Angels. National League, Philadelphia 6, San Francisco 1. The Mets 4-3 over St. Louis. San Diego beat the Cubs 6-3. And the Dodgers 6-3 over Miami. In the American League, Cleveland 2, Detroit 1. Tampa Bay 8-2 over the White Sox. Minnesota 3, Seattle 1. Texas 4-2 over Oakland. From the NBA, New York 121, Indiana 117, and Minnesota 106, Denver 80. From the NHL playoffs, Boston 5-1 over Florida.
Once hearing is damaged, it cannot be restored. As we grow older, it is common to lose some hearing. However, it's important to protect our ears from damage to prevent early hearing loss. You can protect your hearing by wearing ear protection when engaging in noisy activities like attending concerts, hunting, or using power tools. Earplugs and over-the-ear noise-canceling earmuffs are some of the most effective protective methods. Taking small steps to protect your hearing now will support your future. At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we're here to help you stay on top of your health.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms perhaps this morning, then breaks of sun and another round of rain late this afternoon with a few gusty winds. A high of 70 today. Tonight, any scattered showers ending early, a low of 49. Partly sunny and mild Wednesday at a high of 73. Thursday, 58, breezy with showers tapering off by midday. And Friday, 67, with scattered showers likely at night. We have a northeast wind at 2 miles per hour. Currently in Richland Center, it is 61 degrees.
We were fishing on this lake, watching the time pass by. She was looking so dang good. Those 10 lines were messing with my mind. Right about that time, a big old bass just ran off with my line. I happened to turn my head, knew that fish was one of a kind. She just laughed at me, said, baby, it just took you by surprise. I just smiled at her, said, honey, you know it ain't the first time. 'Cause if I didn't turn my head, you would've walked on by, and I'd have never had this life. But I stepped out of that door, see your pretty face no more, unaware of the world that's just ahead. Like a story left unread, if I didn't turn my head, if I didn't turn my head. We were hunting on this field, watching the fog grow by. She was leaning next to me, starting to close those big brown eyes. Right about that time, a big old buck came cruising from behind. I happened to turn my head, I knew that deer was one of a kind. She just laughed at me, said, baby, your love takes me by surprise. And I just winked at her, said, honey, you know it ain't the first time. 'Cause if I didn't turn my head, you would've walked on by, and I'd have never had this life. But I stepped out of that door, see your pretty face no more, unaware of the world that's just ahead. Like a story left unread, if I didn't turn my head, every choice we make and every step we take is sure to lead to this life we have. And I thank God, 'cause this old country boy
beliefs. If I didn't turn my head, you would have walked on by. And I'd have never had this life. But I stepped out of that door, see your pretty face no more. Unaware of the world that's just ahead. Like a story left unread. If I didn't turn my head, if I didn't turn my head.
Tony Garmin on FM 100.9. Looks like maybe some rain on the way. Hopefully I rolled up the windows on the old Pontiac Vibe. Well, if not, it's not such a bad thing. It could use a washing inside and out, that's for sure. Might need a little wind to blow some stuff out of there. I don't know. I don't want to be charged with litter either. Oh, well, that's the way it goes when you're busy. And that's kind of where you live. It's in your car, you know, back and forth. And I do have to do some spring cleaning there and elsewhere, but we'll see how it goes. Sometimes motivation's a factor, especially after getting up so early, and boy, you know, the nap seems quite inviting when you get home, that's for sure. But we'll see about some sporting activities today. Again, it'll be kind of one of those iffy days for outdoor activities later on today, and we'll see how much rain we get this morning. But then again, there could be a few rounds of thunderstorms this afternoon that, not necessarily are they mentioning severe, but could be a little bit on the gusty wind side, and sometimes if there's hail involved, they will issue some of those severe thunderstorm warnings and whatnot. But again, no warnings or watches at this time, at this hour. Time to get to work on a Tuesday. Roll up your sleeves. This is Hoyt Axton. Look out for those bony fingers, by the way.
Rain coming down on the roof won't hold her. Well, I lost my job and I feel a little older. Car won't run and I look grown colder. Maybe things will get a little better in the morning. Maybe things will get a little better.
Our clothes need washing and the fire won't start. Kids all crying and you're breaking my heart. Whole damn place is falling apart. But maybe things will get a little better in the morning. Maybe things will get a little better.
Work your fingers to the bone. What do you get? Bony fingers, bony fingers.
I've been broke as long as I remember. Well, I get a little money, I gotta run and spend it. When I try to save it, pretty woman come and take it. Say,
maybe things will get a little better
in the morning.
Maybe things will get a little better.
Work your fingers to the bone. What do you get?
Bony fingers. Bony fingers.
Grass won't grow when the sun's too hot. Hold on, world is going to pot. Might as well like it, cause you're all that I got. Maybe things will get a little better in the morning. Maybe things will get a little better. Work your fingers to the bone. What do you get? Bony fingers. Bony fingers. Said the rain coming down and the roof won't hold her. Well, I lost my job and I feel a little older. Car won't run and I love grown colder. Maybe things will get a little better in the morning.
Maybe things will get a little better.
Which is proof that maybe I haven't worked hard enough in my life because my fingers remain short and stubby. And if I truly did work my fingers to the bone and had bony fingers, I would have been able to learn guitar better. I could never bend my fingers how those chords were supposed to go. Oh, well. This is Alabama, 6:15 on a Tuesday morning. It's 61 degrees in Richland Center.
Sometimes her morning cough is way too strong. And sometimes what she says all wrong. Right or wrong, she's there beside me, like only a friend would be. And that's close enough to perfect for me. Now she's been known to wear her pants too tight, and drinking puts her out just like a light. Heaven knows she's not an angel, but she'd really like to be. And that's close enough to perfect for me. She kisses me each morning and smiles a sleepy smile. And she don't have to say it, I can see it in her eyes. Don't you worry about my woman or what you think she ought to be. She's close enough to perfect for me. Sometimes she gets down and starts to cry. But then again, a lady has arrived. She's everything I've ever wanted. She's all I'll ever need. She's close enough to perfect for me. She kisses me each morning and smiles a sleepy smile. She don't have to say it, I can see it in her eyes. Don't you worry about my woman or what you think she ought to be. She's close enough to perfect for me. Oh, she's close enough to perfect.
Astute listeners in the Mount Zion area saying they're experiencing some rain and some hail this morning. Some downpours reported in the Woodman area. So it's around. Cloudy skies. Let me stick my arm out the window. Nope, nothing yet here at the WRCO studios. It's 61 degrees.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
When you're on the move, your convenience stop is Richland Mobile Mart. Start the day with fresh coffee, donuts, and delicious breakfast sandwiches. Make mealtime easy with take-and-bake deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and so much more. The Mobile Mart also has all your favorite beer, wine, and liquors. Plus, touch-free automatic and self-serve car washes, too, at Richland Mobile Mart, Highway 14 on Richland Center's west side.
Hey guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
U.S. Cellular new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
What are you paying for home internet? It's time to save and head to your nearest local U.S. Cellular store. See us in Richland Center, Spring Green, Reedsburg, and Viroqua.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night? You'll love a float. Celebrating? You'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Looking for a rewarding job opportunity? The House on the Rock Resort in rural Spring Green is hiring for multiple hotel housekeeping positions. They have openings for just Sundays, weekends, and part-time positions, offering up to 5 shifts a week. Applicants age 16 and up are welcome to apply. To join the team, call 608-935-3639 extension 1201 or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Don't miss out on this chance to work in a beautiful resort setting.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
6:22, a tough loss for the Brewers last night. We'll have details coming up in a few minutes, but Milwaukee starting off the series in Kansas City with a loss last night. The Brewers starting pitchers have done all right, despite lots of injuries, but the bullpen has been a little bit suspect at times. Here's Marie Osmond on a Tuesday morning.
Woke up this morning with you by my side. Thought I was dreaming. I may never come down.
Congratulations to the seniors of River Valley High School. Your determination has led you to this moment. Well done. Congratulations from the People's Community Bank, PB Cleanup, Ring Brothers Classic Auto Body, and Cardinal Glass CG.
As a herd of mules, we get all cleaned up on a Saturday night. We say yes to the girls when they ask if they look alright. Load up the cars and ride around, roll down the windows and we go to town. Talk too slow, drive too fast. We're high on life and we're low on gas. Trying to make the way things are the way things used to be. The boys and girls. The phone rings, it's a call of the wild. In a club. Finally come back in style. We got some tall tales that we love to tell. They may not be true, but we sure do remember them well. We work hard to have a little fun, roll up our sleeves and get the job done, son. Talk too slow, drive too fast. We're high on life and we're low on gas. Trying to make the way things are the way things used to be. The boys and me.
Today's specials are country and community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston Equipment in Mauston, or Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find us online at hillsboroequipment.com.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
A friend has experienced the death of someone loved. You want to help, but you are not sure how to go about it. This is Nick Hodge with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Helping begins with your ability to be an active listener. Don't worry so much about what you will say. Just listen to the words that are being shared with you. By walking with your friend in grief, you are giving one of life's most precious gifts, yourself.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. Reports of some heavy rain and some hail in the area. Again, no watches or warnings today, but it looks like we're in line for some showers and thunderstorms today for a time, and a high later of 70 degrees. Right now it is 62 in Richland Center.
Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee, and here is what you need to know. Governor Tony Evers is again calling a special meeting of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee to approve funding to address hospital closures and PFAS contamination. WisPolitics reports that while the Democratic governor can call a special meeting of the Republican-controlled budget panel, he can't force the committee to meet. Co-chairs Senator Howard Markline and Representative Mark Bourne quickly rejected Evers' call. The committee is already set to meet today on the Department of Health Services plan for opioid settlement dollars and funding for Department of Transportation driver ed grants, among other requests. Evers has repeatedly pushed JFC Republicans to approve the $125 million set aside in the budget to fight the PFA contamination and $15 million to address hospital closures in western Wisconsin. Pro-Palestinian protesters say their UW campus encampments will remain until their demands are met. Among those demands, getting police off campus. On WISN's Upfront on Sunday, UW System President Jay Rothman was dismissive of that, calling the demand ludicrous. Rothman also indicated that divesting the UW system from Israel is also a red herring, and stating that the issues that are being protested are ones of foreign policy, not of university investment. Rothman reiterated that encampments on the Madison and Milwaukee campuses are illegal, and ultimately they will be gone, but did not offer specifics on that. Non-protesting UW-Madison students meet with campus officials. The Daily Cardinal first reported that students on the Madison campus met with Chancellor Jennifer Nukin and other members of the administration on Monday. In the meeting, students shared personal experiences of intimidation, harassment, and anti-Semitism they experienced from encampment protesters and outside agitators. While pro-Palestinian protesters have issued a set of demands, the non-protesting group has a set of requests, including defining and condemning racism and allowing representatives of Jewish and Israeli students and unaligned students in any negotiations coming up in the future. The Vernon County Sheriff's Office, with assistance from other agencies, are currently investigating an incident on West Smith Road, rural Viroqua Westby, in the town of Viroqua, at approximately 11:15 Monday morning. The Sheriff's Office was notified of an incident reportedly involving the use of a firearm. The team worked to bring the situation under control. There is one person in custody, but the investigation is in its infancy. There is no danger to the community. More details may be released at a later time this week. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley has proclaimed this week as Teacher Appreciation Week in Wisconsin. Wisconsin has nearly 68,000 teachers and educators in the public school system, with over 110,000 full-time staff employed at schools in the state's 421 public school districts. a local student has been named a BBB Students of Integrity Scholarship. The Better Business Bureau has awarded 15 Wisconsin high school seniors each a $2,500 scholarship as a part of its annual statewide BBB Students of Integrity Scholarship Program. These scholarships are intended for post-high school education at any Wisconsin-based accredited college beginning in the fall. Two of the 15 scholarships are reserved for students who will be attending two-year college programs, and two are reserved for students in the Milwaukee public school system. This year's winners include Kaylee Peterson from Ithaca High School. Kaylee plans to go to UW-Stevens Point in the fall. Scholarship recipients will be recognized at the annual BBB Ethics Awards Luncheon coming up Thursday, May 16th at the Italian Community Center in Milwaukee. Fake bucks at a garage sale. That's in the news today.
That's the warning from Western Wisconsin law enforcement after someone used a fake $100 bill to buy a low-cost item from a garage sale in Eau Claire over the weekend. Police in Chippewa Falls added a similar incident happened there. Eau Claire police advised residents through social media to be careful and examine larger bills should you be having a garage sale or yard sale this summer. A suspect in the Chippewa Falls incident has been identified. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A teacher in Western Wisconsin has been charged for having an inappropriate relationship with a student. 24-year-old Madison Bergman is a teacher in the Hudson School District. She's on leave following allegations. School officials and police were tipped off to the relationship with a fifth grader between the teacher and the 11-year-old when the boy's parents found intimate text messages between the two. Bergman was to be married this summer, but the wedding appears to have been called off. The fight over Wisconsin's wolf management strategies continues as a lawsuit against the Department of Natural Resources is dismissed. A Dane County judge on Monday threw out a challenge by the Great Lakes Wildlife Alliance that the Natural Resources Board failed to follow open meetings laws while penning the management plan. The group claimed board members improperly met with other advocacy groups outside of board meetings, even if no quorum was ever together at once. Judge Stephen Elke rejected the claim, saying that ruling in favor of the alliance would invalidate most proceedings of any government committee if members couldn't get information on their own. There was no change to gas prices over the last week. The average across the state was $3.34 per gallon on Monday. Prices are a little over 5 cents per gallon lower than a month ago, but 1.5 cents higher than this time last year.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Three periods of rain this morning and then breaks of sun with spotty storms again this afternoon. A few could have hail or gusty winds and a high of 70 later. Any scattered showers ending this evening early and a low of 49. Partly sunny and mild on Wednesday and 73 degrees. Currently in Richland Center, it's the dark of night all of a sudden. Very dark and some thunderstorms rolling through. Some reports of hail in the area with the storms that started about an hour or so ago in our listening area, but kind of rolling into Richland Center now. Winds are between 5 and 8 miles per hour out of the southwest. There are no watches or warnings today, by the way. We have cloudy skies and 62 degrees.
Rock Solid Forming, your authorized Simon's dealer on County X Blue River, family owned and operated since 1992, offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, form release, concrete steelers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs. Rock Solid Forming Bank strives to be number one in getting it to you when you need it and believes that personal service makes the difference. Call 608-536-3700. Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Weekend calls will be answered if possible. Rock solid forming, great products, and the best customer service. 536-3700.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex, Richland Center's public indoor swimming pool and fitness center, and by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look back at last night's high school schedule, and the Brewers lose a close one on the road in the opener of a series last night.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Let an LS Tractor do all those jobs that need to get done. They make tractors from 21 to 101 horsepower. These excellent tractors have hydrostatic transmissions for ease of use. They come with loaders, 3 points, and PTOs to power any attachments. LS has great long-term financing. I would invite you to our indoor showroom at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East Richland Center, or at homesteaderstore.com.
The Ithaca baseball team held off Waseca Steuben 7-0 in Ridge and Valley Baseball last night. It was the 14th win of the season without a loss for the Bulldogs, who took advantage with 2 runs in the first inning without a base hit and added a run in the second, 2 in the 4th, and 2 in the 6th. Sammy Clary was the winning pitcher. After working 6 innings, exited the game. He had 8 strikeouts, no walks, and 5 hits given up. Devin Eim worked the 7th and struck out 1 while giving up 1 hit. Cohen Redmond suffered the pitching loss after striking out 3 and walking 7. Ben Bird worked the final 2-plus innings and struck out 2 while giving up 2 hits. Sammy Clary, 2 for 3 with 2 RBI and 2 scored. Also, Cole Brownlee had 2 hits, including a triple and 2 scored. Mac Neef, 2 RBI, and Matt Kepler scored twice for Ithaca. They are scheduled to play Kickapoo today in a makeup game. Kickapoo lost to Lafarge last night 6-3 in the Ridge and Valley. The Riverdale varsity baseball team dropped a tough 6-5 loss to Darlington last night. Logan Cagle, Chase Chitwood, and Talon Childs each collected 2 hits in the game for Riverdale. Southwestern edged Boscobel 9-8. Deerfield over Fenimore 12-8. Lakeside Lutheran 12-2 winners against River Valley. Belmont 7, River Ridge 1. Mauston 14-4 over Regis. Potosi Cassville 2-0 over Schulzburg Benton. And Bangor 6-1 over Royal. In softball, Waseca Steuben was a winner by a score of 9-4 over Ithaca. Cameron Herta pitched 4 innings, giving up a hit and 7 strikeouts. Allie Wall had 3 innings of work, 4 hits, 1 walk, and 3 strikeouts recorded. Livia Young suffered the pitching loss for the Bulldogs. She went 2 for 3 at the plate. Holly King and J.C. Maxwell each were 1 for 3. And that's softball action last night. Hillsboro 5-2 over Winnewaug Center. River Valley outslugged Viroqua 16-12. Mineral Point 11, Riverdale 1. Kickapoo 9-4 over Lafarge. And Seneca 12-1 over DeSoto. Fenimore shut out Iowa Grant 7-0. Southwestern 8-1 over Darlington. In soccer, Toma over Aquinas 3-1. Several events on the schedule tonight, including the midseason meet at North Crawford. Southwest and Ridge and Valley teams will be involved in that. And also tonight, baseball action scheduled at Kickapoo for the Bulldogs. Riverdale with action against Mineral Point. That's in softball scheduled. Now check that. Fenimore is the opponent for the Riverdale baseball team tonight, and Wisconsin Heights at Riverdale in softball. Richland Center with the JV track meet for Southwest Conference team scheduled for Dodgeville tonight. The Richland Center soccer girls home against Sparta. The Richland Center baseball team with a first pitch time at 4:30 in lacrosse against Logan. Again, several of these events may be a little bit questionable today. Again, with our forecast, our scheduled broadcast, Richland Center at River Valley softball slated for later today. The Rarey's soccer players will be recognized during tonight's Richland Center soccer match. The varsity halftime, the action will start at 5 today, and those players are encouraged to wear their 2024 spring jersey to the Richland Center High School Stadium field tonight. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver has confirmed the league is investigating the incident where Bucks guard Patrick Beverley threw a basketball at a group of fans. It happened the night of Milwaukee's season was ended by the Pacers. Video shows Beverley throwing the ball into the stands twice. He says the fans behind the Bucks bench had been cursing and acting badly during the game. The Brewers' bullpen couldn't hold a two-run lead, resulting in Monday's 3-2 loss in Kansas City. That's three defeats in a row and six in the last eight games for Milwaukee. A strong six-inning effort by Bryce Wilson was wasted. Here is manager Pat Murphy.
Two real close calls at the end, you know, not questioning the umpires. I'm just saying two real close calls at the end changed the game. And but we got to do more. You know, we didn't hit with a runner in scoring position until that time.
The Brewers go down to defeat in the game. The second game of the series comes up at Kauffman Stadium tonight. Colin Ray is slated to start for Milwaukee. San Diego beat the Cubs by a score of 6-3. Dodgers 6-3 over Miami. Mets 4-3 over St. Louis. Philadelphia 6-1 over San Francisco. In the American League, Cleveland 2, Detroit 1. Tampa Bay 8-2 over the White Sox. Minnesota 3, Seattle 1. Texas 4-2 over Oakland. And Pittsburgh beat the Angels 4-1. Another dominant performance by the Minnesota Timberwolves has the reigning but reeling NBA champion Nuggets on the cusp of a stunning early exit from the playoffs. Anthony Edwards and Karl-Anthony Towns led the shorthanded Timberwolves to a 106-80 blowout of the Nuggets for a 2-0 lead in their Western Conference semifinal series. With sports, I'm Phil Nee.
Which group do you belong to? The 20% or the 80%? 20% of people exercise regularly, and 80% don't. Hi, this is Tracy. Letting you know whichever group you belong to, Simon's Recreation Complex has an activity that can get you moving. We aim to make exercise fun. Do you like exercising in a group? We have both land and water instructor-led exercise classes. Do you prefer to work out by yourself? Our exercise rooms are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Do you want to exercise with your children in the pool? The pool is open 7 days a week with times available every day for family swim. Visit our website, simonsrec.com, and complete a complimentary, no obligation, free 1 week pass. Use this week pass at Simon's Recreation Complex for a great week discovering how exercise can be fun. Simon's Recreation Complex is your community health and recreation facility dedicated to your success and encouraging you to get moving and belong to the 20% group. Call us today at 647-8522.
100.9 WRCO.
Spent his life looking up at the sky. He cussed, kicked the dust, saying, son, it's way too dry. The clouds up in the city, the weatherman complains. But where I come from, rain is a good thing. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey, whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky. Buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down. We take them into town. Start washing all our worries down the drain. Rain is a good thing. Ain't nothing like a kiss out back in the barn. Bringing out our soaking clothes, riding out a thunderstorm. When the tin roof gets to talking, that's the best love we make. Yeah, where I come from, rain is a good thing. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey, whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky. Back roads are bogging up, my buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down, we take them into town. Start washing all our worries down the drain. Rain is a good thing. Farmer Johnson does a little dance, creeps on the rise, roll up your pants. Country girls, they wanna cuddle. Kids out playing in a big mud puddle. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey, whiskey makes my baby. Back roads are bogging up, my buddies pile up in my
Hey, seniors of Richland Center High School, it's time to celebrate. Congratulations on reaching this important milestone. Great job on your journey from the People's Community Bank, Scott Industries, PB Cleanup, Walsh's Ace, and WCCU Credit Union.
Seven lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong. Let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead just another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes. Some old gray-bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained that he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes. Searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, 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 cold Kentucky rain, in the cold Kentucky rain.
Elvis Presley, a couple of rain songs in a row to go along with the thunder shower currently passing through the area. Just over a tenth of an inch in a quick amount of time here at the WRCO studios. And now it's just kind of light stuff again. With a little bit of lightning out there today. I did not detect any hail here at the studios, but we have had reports of some light hail in some areas today. So we'll see. Old Hank Bray is stumbling in there. He almost stepped. Well, he doesn't have his hard hat on, so it must not be hailing. But anyway, keep it tuned right here. We'll keep you posted. No watches or warnings or anything of that nature. But didn't it get dark a few minutes ago? It was like the dead of night. I don't even know if it was that dark last night, overnight, as it was a little bit ago before that storm hit here in Richland Center. Right now we're at 61 degrees.
Good morning. This is Andy from Equity Livestock with your market results from May the 6th. We had 373 head today, 12 head of fat cow day. High yielding choice Holstein steers, 153 to 163. Choice Holstein steers, 142 to 152. And select unfinished steers and heifers, 141 and down. 110 head of slaughter cows day. The top 20% bring 120 to 133. The middle 60, 107 to 119. And the bottom 20%, 106 and down. Five bulls day. Most bulls, 137 to 145. 235 head of calves a day. The top 80% Holstein bull calves bring 350 to 690. Quality Holstein heifer calves $200 a down. Quality beef calves $200 to $930. And the light pork quality calves $100 a down. And don't forget, we have a feeder sale on Thursday. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. This has been Andy Hips from Equity Livestock. Have a great week.
Make mom smile with a special Mother's Day gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. From colorful hanging baskets and patio plants to unique yard art, beautiful fresh floral arrangements, and so much more, you're sure to find something she'll love. Can't decide? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are our inspiration to create lasting memories.
The Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival wouldn't be possible without all the great support from local and surrounds area business and individuals. American Legion Post 85, Biba Palooza, Claire Bank, Corner Drug, Grant County Economic Development, Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics, Kyle Hammersbach Trucking Inc., Muscadet Fitness, Muscadet Laundromat, Scott Industries, and WPPI Energy. Find us on Facebook at Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival or Muscadet.com for details.
My life is always on, every single day. And the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. So the game I was covering last night got moved to 6 o'clock, so that allowed a little bit of a window to knock down some dandelions yesterday, and I knocked down some other things, too. I've got to learn how to drive that mower a little better. But anyway, we're heading toward 7 o'clock, and a news update from ABC as the light rain continues. Well, there it is again. Roll up the window there, Hank.
She don't